Richard Cloutier reports on CJOB 68, the Superstation.
We're talking composites on CJOB 68 with Digvir and Sean and Don. Don Boydson, General Manager of Bristol Aerospace Limited, a University of Manitoba grad himself, and something that you're very passionate about. You're chair of this organization. But talk a little bit about those who are always looking for greener pastures somewhere else. You're trying to build something here locally that will be value-added and mean very high-paying jobs?
Yes, and across the spectrum, what we're looking at is investing in the people here in Manitoba and investing in engineering, investing in technology, investing in technicians. We talked a little bit about that earlier during the break here about how people through their livelihoods are going to have to change and adapt to some of this newer technology, and this fits right in, certainly on the manufacturing side, on the industry side. So when people are coming out of, when the engineers now in the program, and yes, I'm passionate about that. I was through that 20-some years ago, let's say. It was a great program, and now getting a chance to engage with local industry during the school year. We have three students at the CIC this year. We have six students at our facility, and that gives them a chance to see real life what this new technology is.
What's the potential here as far as employment is concerned in Manitoba? Dozens? Hundreds? Thousands? What's the potential here?
We did a survey of industry over the last year and found there was, across the board, there was around about, the next 5 years there'll be 200 to 300 jobs created based on the expansion of use of composites in different areas.
How much downward pressure, though, is there on labor when it comes to this? Because you are competing with other countries here. That on the aerospace industry, let's face it, the pressures are huge, especially from South America. So we've got to be innovative here because we do have higher labor costs.
And that's correct. And there are global pressures in the aerospace sector and all manufacturing sectors. And notwithstanding where the Canadian dollar has gone, there are factors where we have to increase our productivity and improve our processes because that will be there. And this is a mechanism to apply those new technology and processes and be more cost competitive globally.
Digvir, what's next on this as far as what we're looking at here as far as composites are concerned?
I think the in the long-term future for the composites would be is that the composite would be made from the biofiber. Like right now, our fibers is typically the fiberglass, but we can replace that with the agricultural fiber or the biofiber, which could come in from flax or hemp. In the long run, right now, the resin we are using is still petroleum-based, but over long term, there is a research project currently underway which is looking at the canola oil or rapeseed oil and take that rapeseed oil and create a bioresin. So you could have a composite material totally made from the crops grown on the farm, all the way from the fiber and the resin. And that is the innovative side. Another thing, and that innovation then leads to a different level of job creation. Like certainly the manufacturing job, there may be a pressure. But from the research side, that's where we could be at the cutting edge. And that's where we could be on the creative side and create those kind of jobs in Manitoba.
Email at cjob.com. My kid's hockey stick is a composite, but it breaks, it shatters. How can I trust these materials in airplanes? Who wants to hit that one? Because I think that is a logical question to ask. If the hockey stick is breaking, we're putting some of this stuff in an airplane.
Well, with an airplane, there is a significant amount of research goes on to the materials and processes that go in there and also validation through inspection methods to meet the requirements. In terms of, and basically their life cycle is 20 years plus, and you have inspection steps in the way to ensure their longevity. However, for hockey sticks, it's a consumer product. You make it so that it's got the appropriate stiffness that you like, so you can shoot the puck as you'd like. However, it also has its fungibility. If you look at paying more, you could probably get a more durable hockey stick.
So, do you compromise the ability for that stick to survive because you've got flex in it? In other words,
not necessarily. You meet the design requirements, and for that cost price and those flex that require that it you design it for that purpose. If you design it for more durability, you could probably have equal flexibility and more robustness for it.
And I do recall when these sticks first came on the market, a lot of them were breaking, and now not so much.
They're just improving on the technology. If you'd like more information about this, how to get into it, here's the website to go to it. It's the Composites Innovation Center. It's www.compositesinnovation.ca. All one word, www.compositesinnovation.ca. Gentlemen, good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
This is CJOB 68.